Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so you know what we got to talk about in the dirt today. If you didn't hear about it yesterday, allow me to introduce you to the information today of Aaron Rodgers accepting his MVP award and announcing to the world he's engaged.
Wait, what?
He was reportedly dating
Shailene Woodley,
who was from Insurgent. It took me a second to what movie was the most famous for me.
And The Fault in Our Stars, if you saw that movie. Yes.
Good pull for that one.
Yeah.
But he never confirmed that, and that was only a couple months ago, and then he thanks his fiance, and just play the clip, Riggs.
Here it is.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to win this honored award for the third time. 2020 was definitely a crazy year, filled with lots of change, growth, some amazing, memorable moments. 180 straight days of having my nose hair scraped, playing for, you know, very little fans or no stands the entire season. I got engaged.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Wait, what?
I got engaged.
What?
Huh?
I got engaged.
Okay.
Just drop that in there? What?
And I played some of the best football in my career. So I'd like to thank first and foremost my teammates for their support, their inspiration, protection, the incredible play on the field.
Wait, there's more.
The coaching staff for their efforts to make this thing fun every single week. The energy, the positivity, and the daily presentations really kept us going. Off the field, I got a great group of people that support me.
Yep.
So I'd like to thank my team, off the field, Ryan, Tommy, Lennon, Rebecca, Adam, Oliver, and Emil, Debbie, Jody Foster, Chaz, Eddie, the Dungeon, Papa, Andy and Sue, Dr. E, the Pygmalion crew, Dave and Todd, Torpedo, Joey, AJ, Pat, and all the boys there, my fiance.
What?
He only gave me a minute.
What? His fiance?
My fiance.
Okay.
My fiance.
Hold on. So he thanked Jody Foster and his fiance, which is why I'm like, is this for real?
I don't think it's for real, dude.
You think he's joking?
I think he's totally clowning. I think he's with Pat McAfee on this Barstool Sports podcast all the time.
Yeah.
And they're both just a couple goofballs. Pat McAfee, I know him because he played for the Indianapolis Colts, and now he does a successful sports podcast where he talks to Aaron Rodgers pretty much on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this is something that they would put him up to. Like, you should just drop in the fact that you got engaged and mention your fiance and see the things light on fire.
See,
and it works.
I think the opposite. I think he got engaged. I think that this year was a life changer for a lot of people. Sometimes going through the crap we went through the past year makes people want to live their lives differently or whatever. He said that about Danica.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I actually think he didn't want to really make an announcement. He thinks that stuff's stupid. So he's like, I'll just throw it in and confuse everyone because it's none of their damn business anyway. So I actually do think he's engaged.
And at the end of this,
how to announce it.
I think at the end of the statement, he says to question everything. Listen to this.
Real quick, there's so many more people that I'm thankful for, but just encourage people to read books, to meditate, speak things to life, manifest the desires of your heart, question everything.
See, he says question everything. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to question everything you said in your little acceptance speech. Throwing Jody Foster in and then your fiance after that. That's a little weird.
So
little
you
weird.
Are convinced he's not engaged.
Yeah, no.
I'm convinced he is.
I don't think he is.
And we have no idea.
Other than
none.
What, we have to take his word for it. According to his words there, he is.
Well, that's what because I did think it was funny how everyone is skeptical of anything anymore.
Yeah.
You can't even do anything anymore without people being like, I don't believe it. Like, I could tell you facts and you'd be like, yeah, well, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like,
exactly.
People are really out there. So nobody knows what's real anymore.
That's terrifying. Somebody could look you in the face and tell you the truth, and you go, really? Really, though? Really?
I don't know. I'm saying he's engaged. You're saying he's not.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You think he's clowning us?
I think he's totally trolling America, especially Wisconsin.
Where's Shailene Woodley in all this?
Exactly.
Where?
She's probably laughing at it.
I think they're going to emerge now as a couple, and I think it's real. I think now the season's over.
Maybe they're just
over,
a couple now?
I think they're engaged, but I think the season's over. He's actually going to be with her in public more, is my point.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Here we go. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You just discussed it on the dirt.
The Aaron Rodgers engagement. Is he engaged or not? Hell if I know.
I was curious to what people thought, though.
Me too.
Like genuine fans and followers of Aaron Rodgers.
I posted about it on Instagram and Facebook yesterday, and people went nuts.
Yeah.
They were just like, everyone had an opinion. More people were skeptical than believed it. I believed it. You said you don't think he's really engaged.
Very skeptical. I think he's trolling.
He announced when he accepted his MVP award, he said, I'm engaged.
Yeah, it's a big year. I got engaged.
And then he said, he also said, I'd like to thank my fiance. And everyone's like, oh, he's trolling us, because he was rumored to be with Shailene Woodley, who is from Insurgent and The Fault in Our Stars. She's 29. He's, 37?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, oh, maybe they're dating. But then all of a sudden he says he's engaged?
Yeah, it's out of nowhere. I think he's definitely trolling. Gotta be trolling. Yes, I really do. I think he's that kind of person.
I want to know what the listeners think.
He's a jokester.
Everybody had an opinion yesterday. I was getting so many DMs about this. Go on.
So 414-799-1037. Weigh in on it. What do you think? Is he trolling everybody? Or is this his way of just throwing it in there, and that's how Aaron Rodgers is?
I don't think he's trolling everyone. I don't think he would go that far. I think he just wants to not deal with the announcement of it. So he's just putting it out there quickly and moving on versus going through everything you're saying, which is trolling the internet.
Yep.
I don't know. But people sent me messages that said, I'm with Riggs. Maybe this is just a distraction. Somebody
From
else
what,
said,
though?
Team skeptical. Someone else said, I just can't see it.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I don't know. I think he's engaged. You don't think Aaron Rodgers is engaged.
Nope. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number.
Let's discuss your conspiracy theories. I need to know.
This is the kind of conspiracy theories we can all get behind.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Harmless. 103.7 KISS FM.
I don't know the answer, people. I don't know.
I know what I think the answer is.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers is engaged. He's clowning us. I think he's engaged.
I think he's totally trolling the internet. Is what I think he's doing.
If you missed it, let's just like recap everyone. He was accepting his MVP award.
His third MVP award. Three-time MVP.
Yeah.
Three.
He was reportedly dating Shailene Woodley from Insurgent, The Fault in Our Stars, etc. And I just kind of looked at it and went, whatever, he's dating Shailene Woodley. But then he came out to accept his MVP award and he thanked his fiance and said he got engaged.
Yeah. Some amazing, memorable moments. I got engaged.
Huh?
And I played some of the best football in my career.
See how we just moved on? I got engaged and I played some of the best football in my career.
Okay.
He just bounced off from that. And then he went on to do his things where he's thanking people.
Dungeon Papa, Andy and Sue, Dr. E, the Familiar Crew, Dave and Todd, Torpedo, Joey, AJ, Pat, and all the boys there, my fiance. They only gave me a minute to do this, so I just need to wrap this up real quick. There's so many more people there.
Throws it his fiance.
Just encourage people to read books, to meditate, speak things to life, manifest the desires of your heart, question everything, and spread love and positivity. Thank you so much. Peace and love. Good night.
So he just throws in.
You think that he's not engaged and he's clowning us? See,
no.
Can I just say, if he is clowning us, it's actually gonna. It's not Aaron Rodgers to play games like that, to get in these, I'm clowning everyone. It's just not him.
Did you see the viral video going around of him maybe a week ago, riding in the back of a truck holding a case of Bud Light?
Yes, because he was filming. Wasn't he filming with Charlie Behrens? I saw that because I saw Charlie Behrens post it.
Yes.
And I thought they did that when they were filming something and this clip got viral because you could tell he was following him.
Yes.
So I'm like, what were you, they were filming something.
But Green Bay LA's a small town. You see a guy in the back of a truck, and it looks like someone. Is that Aaron Rodgers? Wait a minute. It is Aaron Rodgers. It is him.
You can call or text whatever you think about. Do you think he's engaged? 414-799-1037.
What did the text say?
The first one says, when he said engaged, I took it as he's engaged in the game. But then when he was playing the fiance part, that threw me off.
Yeah.
That's what somebody texted in. Somebody else texted in. They said, I think they would be an extremely cute couple. And I agree with Allie. He just doesn't want to deal with the coming out of it, especially knowing her personality. I think it was a very smooth way, and I'm happy for them. So I said he just didn't want the drama of having to announce he's engaged, so he just did it nonchalantly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still think he's playing everybody for all the fool. I think he's playing us like a fiddle.
That would be such a turnoff for me for Aaron Rodgers, because he's the one that doesn't like play games.
I don't doubt that they're dating. If there's been rumors, they very well may be dating.
Wait. So you actually think they're dating but not engaged?
Yes, that's what I think.
That's even more awkward if you're dating someone new and you go say you're engaged. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I think.
No.
That's what I think.
No way. That'd be more awkward.
And that's the way he is. Just the guy that has his mustache
not,
is so ridiculous.
He's not that awkward.
He's got goofy State Farm commercials. The guy has a great sense of humor. I think it'd be funny. But you can still call or text 414-799-1037. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to speak up on it. Somebody who knows
something. I think he's engaged. I don't know.
More iPads this week. We got more to give away. Another one at 7:05. We'll give you the KISS keyword to listen, to enter and win at the website. All right?
All right.
All right. All right.
So,
before we get into this, did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
Well, I watched the halftime show, Riggs, and that was all I cared about. Like, I watched parts of it and the halftime show, and then I left.
What did you think? I didn't watch
the second half at all.
Halftime show.
I thought that The Weeknd is amazing, and he's got amazing songs, and he's one of those concerts you want to go to because you know every song. But I don't think people care about the halftime show anymore. I think we're finally at a place where our expectations are so high that if I don't see, like, literally, like I said, a guy on fire with fireworks going off, with somebody falling out of a plane. Like, if I don't see something crazy, I'm underwhelmed always.
We had fireworks and we had a big mirror room. We have an internet meme, but
if he was in the stands, I would have loved it. Okay? At home, it's like, this is another halftime show.
When he said he spent $7 million out of his own pocket in this, I was expecting like a cast of characters and almost like a movie. I was like thinking like a blockbuster, like 12-minute film.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just as Weeknd.
It was good, but
I'm not knocking his performance. It was not.
And I said, I took a poll on my Instagram. 1,000 people voted. Half of them were not watching the game and had no interest in it. And I'm like, you know, that's where we're at. We have other ways to consume, you know?
It got to a point where we turned it off, my wife and I, and we just flipped through to find something else that was on. And we stumbled upon Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and that was better than the Super Bowl.
That was better than the Super Bowl. Oh, God.
It's like, oh, it's a fictitious, movie about a president killing vampires.
How many times, Riggs, can I watch Tom Brady win? It's getting boring.
Seven.
It's boring. I'm like, okay,
he's now officially,
whoop-de-doo.
He is the greatest quarterback of all time, as far as winningest in Super Bowls. 7 Super Bowl rings, a pretty big achievement. So we'll give away an iPad coming up in about 10 minutes here on KISS FM.
Mm-hmm.
This, I was just talking about this a second ago.
Yeah.
Remember what I got you for Christmas?
No. What day is it?
For Christmas.
Wait, yes. Oh, yeah. You got me my Golden Euros gift certificates. Of course I remember.
Yes.
Yes, I love
it. I didn't get
Euro.
You a freaking car.
No. Why?
Which is what this girl did in Appleton at a Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
She works at a Chick-fil-A, and they had a holiday party. At like the end of the year, they had like a small
on
gathering
a Sunday,
up there.
Since they can't be
it
open.
It should have been on a Sunday.
Pisses me off. The only time I ever think about eating Chick-fil-A
is on a Sunday.
Me too. I swear to God.
Me too.
But anyway, I digress. Go
right.
on.
So at this holiday party, they gave away a car. Like they raffled off a car for their employees at this one Chick-fil-A in Appleton. Now, there's another girl that works at the Chick-fil-A that has to ride her bike like 10 miles to work every day.
Okay.
She doesn't have a car. That girl didn't win the car. Somebody else did.
Oh, even worse.
But the girl who won the car gave it to that 19-year-old girl who's been riding her bike to and from work. She gave her the car, which is, I think, is such a cool thing to do. So kind. She was like, this girl's from Hawaii. She lives in Appleton, Wisconsin now. She rides her bike to and from work from Neenah, Wisconsin to Grand Chute, Wisconsin, which is like a 15-20 minute drive just to work at a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So.
Well, people drive 20 minutes. People drive 20 minutes to work all the time.
Right?
You gotta get to work.
But
people.
Riding a bike in Wisconsin winters in Appleton, especially now, it's like, what is it, -2 right now? know, it's ridiculous.
I refused to leave the house all weekend until I was forced to because I needed something. And the only reason I left is because I knew I could go to Target pickup and I didn't have to get out of the damn car.
Exactly. You don't go out unless you had to, right?
It was freezing.
It was one of those
weekends.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so is Aaron Rodgers engaged? I say yes. Riggs says no, but let's back it up for a minute. So it was confirmed. I dug deep. It has been confirmed he's dating Shailene Woodley. That was confirmed a couple weeks ago by numerous publications, okay?
Yes.
So the sources confirmed, yes, they were friends to begin with, and it grew into something else. However, they're in different cities, so they're figuring it out. So they hadn't been dating for too long. She was in a relationship till about April of 2020. He was with Danica Patrick. They broke up, right, in the summer. Yeah. And so I think for me it just felt fast. Like, whoa, he's engaged. Yeah. But there he was accepting his MVP award.
Third MVP award.
Third
Put
MVP.
Some respect on that. Three
Third
is huge.
MVP.
Three-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers. Thank you.
And when he's doing his acceptance speech, he talks about how he got engaged this year, and he also mentions that he wants to thank his fiance.
Yeah, listen to this.
What?
2020 was definitely a crazy year, filled with lots of change, growth, some amazing, memorable moments. And I got engaged, and I played some of the best football in my career. So I'd like to thank, first and foremost, my teammates for their support, their inspiration, protection, the incredible play on the field, the coaching staff for their efforts to make this thing fun every single week, the energy, the positivity, and the daily presentations really kept us going. Off the field, I got a great group of people that support me. So I'd like to thank my team. Off the field, Ryan, Tommy, Lennon, Rebecca, Adam, Oliver, and Emil, Debbie, Jody Foster, Chas, Ed B, The Dungeon, Papa, Andy and Sue, Dr. E, the Pygmalia crew, Dave and Todd, Torpedo, Joey, AJ, Pat, and all the boys there, my fiance.
Oh, really?
They only gave me a minute to...
Fiance?
So you think he's clowning everyone?
I do.
I don't. I think that he's the kind... I don't think... That would make him much more immature than he usually holds himself, you know, to that standard.
I think that's kind of how he is at heart. I think he's a goofy guy from the State Farm commercials to how I see him on social media.
I met Aaron Rodgers. He's chill and quiet, dude.
Yeah, but he's changed since then.
He did say he grew this year.
He's grown a lot.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot. He went through a big breakup with Danica Patrick.
And now he's with Shailene Woodley from Insurgent, The Fault in Our Stars, etc. Yeah. She's 29. He's 37.
Yeah.
I think he just didn't want to make a big announcement. And he probably knew that so let's say he is engaged, which I'm going to assume he is, by his own words.
Yes. That's his words right now.
He knows we would make fun of him for getting engaged so quick. Let's be real.
Yeah.
We would.
Well, you would.
You would. 3 months?
Yeah, that is pretty quick.
Are you at even six?
Three months is quick.
Come on.
3 months is pretty fast.
Now, we don't know how long they've been dating. We know he broke up with Danica in July.
Okay.
And then they said they were friends.
That was in July, wasn't it?
Yes, it's not that long ago. It was 6 months ago, dude. 7 months ago.
Which leads me to think even more that it's just he's pranking people.
Or something. And this is the other take I heard from somebody yesterday was when you go through something like 2020, whether, you know, everybody had different issues this past year. Everybody had mental health, whatever, right?
You either grew stronger or you ripped apart.
One of the two, or maybe a little bit of both, right?
Yes.
So people go through stuff and it changes their life. Yeah. So maybe he had some realization that he's ready. I don't know. But I do think he's engaged to Shailene Woodley, Aaron Rodgers, and you think he's clowning us.
I think he's totally trolling the internet right now.
I think
now.
It just would sound crazy if he announced it this quickly. So
yeah.
He's like, I'll just throw it in there so nobody will be able to say anything. They'll be so confused.
Only time will tell, and words from either he or Shailene Woodley will tell. Probably in the next week we'll find out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because it's out there now. People can start asking questions. Yeah.
Ugh.
When you say things like this. Your fiance.
Yeah, I mean, but he also thanked Jodie Foster, so I know.
See? Did you see? Well, you probably didn't see.
What?
The 5-second Super Bowl commercial.
I did not.
5 seconds is all that it was.
Really?
And it was maybe one of the cooler commercials that was out there. It was from Reddit.
Oh, really?
The website Reddit.
Okay.
Which is kind of like, if you haven't been on Reddit before, Reddit is like a message board with different communities. There's like like there's recipes, there's mm-hmm. stuff for Wall Street trading, which is what they use to get the GameStop stock to go through the roof
yep.
and take down Wall Street a couple uh-huh. weeks ago. Like there's a whole Wall Street section of Reddit. So they decided that they would use their entire budget to just put text. All it is just text. It looks
five
like a
5 seconds of text.
5 seconds of text. It okay. said, wow, this actually worked. And then it said, if you're reading this ad, it means our bet paid off. We blew our full marketing budget for 5 seconds of airtime because we can't afford a full 30-second commercial. 30 seconds in the Super Bowl, $5.5 million.
Oh, I was wondering how much that cost them.
For 30 seconds, was $5
million. A million
dollars.
A second. Yeah. A million a freaking second.
Pretty much. And this is, so who knows? Maybe you'll be the reason that finance textbooks have to add a chapter on attendees. Or maybe you'll help Superb Owl Look, teach the world about owls.
Riggs, I get it. Look, I didn't.
It was great.
I didn't watch. I didn't. I get what you're saying. It was 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Reddit was genius in that little part. But I had the game on in the background.
Okay.
And then I was really there for the halftime show. And then I saw the Cardi B Wayne's World commercial. That was like the only one I really remembered seeing.
Yes.
Might have been for Pepsi or something. I couldn't even tell you what it was for.
It was for Uber Eats.
Oh, it was for Uber Eats. See? See why I say it's a waste of money sometimes to do these commercials?
There was one with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis where they were. It was a Shaggy. Shaggy was in it as well, yeah. singing It Wasn't Me, meaning that she ate his Cheetos and he was like, did you eat them? Oh. Her fingers are orange. She looks at Shaggy and he goes, say it wasn't you.
Mm.
She's like, oh, yeah. It wasn't me.
Look how
and that was the commercial.
I am with you. You're telling me about commercials. I don't even care.
No, you don't.
Because I'm trying to act like I care, but it's like all this is online either before or immediately after.
100%.
I took a poll on my Instagram and said, are you watching the game? And over half were not.
Yeah.
Half of people were not. They didn't care, man.
But they did something neat afterwards with small businesses. And
what did they do?
They had like a little concert for Verizon afterwards.
Oh, they did.
With Alicia Keys and a bunch of people, and they raised money for small businesses.
Okay, that's cool.
So I thought, since we're not $5.5 million for 30 seconds, I would give you 15 seconds on the radio just to do, if you have a small business you want to shout out, you can do that.
Oh.
But you only get 15 seconds.
Oh, you're being nice.
Yeah, I will cut you off after 15 seconds.
Okay.
The rules are you cannot swear at mm-hmm. all. I will cut you off in a second. In a second. And so come for you. And it has to be.
I can swear, but you can't.
Allie can. She'll swear off the air. 15 seconds is all you get. So it could be a small business. Maybe you want to shout something out, but that's all you get is 15 seconds. So make it count.
So what did you think of the halftime show? We didn't even discuss.
The halftime show was very blah.
I thought it was great because he's got great songs, but I was picturing something so insane because he put $7 million of his own money into
it. He said that he put his $7 million of his own money into it, and I was expecting like a movie. I wanted like a film is what he made it sound like it was going
to
be.
The Super Bowl has to stop being the end-all, be-all for people. It's a different world now. That's like a bucket list for performers. But
maybe they need to step that up. Maybe it needs to be just a movie that they produce for the Super Bowl.
And he had no guests. That was a change. Usually you have a surprise guest.
Nobody.
I don't know.
Just himself and a bunch of dancers on the field that looked like him with the bandage on the face and the masks. So.
But I didn't see the small business thing because after the halftime show, I left.
See, you checked out after that. A lot of people did. 414-799-1037. So if you like 15 minutes of fame, I'll be glad to give you 15 seconds.
All right.
Not minutes, seconds. 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get. Next, hold on. Okay, I just realized that this is a commercial-free hour and I'm using it to help small businesses.
That's okay.
I don't care.
That's
I really don't care.
That's okay. We got Rad in Oak Creek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she wanted to talk. We said we could call in, right?
You get 15 seconds, but only 15 seconds, and as soon as the timer is up, we'll hang up on you. But you can do whatever you want with your 15 seconds.
That's fine.
All right. So what is your name?
Her name
My name is Rad.
Rad.
Where are you calling from?
Oak Creek.
Jeez,
okay.
You listen to anything I say?
I was setting her timer. I was resetting everything. All right, Rad, you got 15 seconds. Go.
Okay, I just want to make a comment on the weekend's Super Bowl performance.
Yeah.
He's a genius. I'm sorry.
Aww.
I choreographed dances, and I'm telling you, he threw it out of the park. I just love the way he performed.
You know, we were taking... There's
That's
the timer.
15 seconds. Sorry, we got to hang up on you now.
Small business shout-outs, but I have no problem starting with the weekend and discussing. Because
you can do whatever you want with your 15 seconds.
I love the weekend.
And I'm glad that she used it for that right there. Who else we got on the phone?
We've got Heather in Milwaukee.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. So you've only got 15 seconds. Well, I got to set a good alarm for it. All right. You get 15 seconds on the radio. Are you ready?
I am.
Go.
I am Heather. I am the owner of pensandproof.com. I provide editing and proofreading services for authors, coaches, and consultants.
Okay.
As well as any small business owner with a website that needs their copy.
Oh, 15 seconds
there
is up.
There you go. Good. Hey, you got a lot in there.
That was awesome. You practiced that.
You know what the value of a commercial is? You don't, but trust me, it's worth it.
That was worth it. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. That was your 15 seconds. 15 free seconds on the radio this
Eric
morning.
Eric is in Milwaukee.
Eric in Milwaukee. You've got 15 seconds starting right now. Go.
All right. My name is Eric. I'm a co-owner of an ATV business. Called Greg's Garage. We specialize in Polaris ATVs from 1985 to 2005. We sell parts. We do work on ATVs. We build ATVs.
Hey, your 15 seconds is up. All right,
ding.
Sorry.
That's good.
But there you go. You need ATVs fixed, you know the guy.
Hey,
we got a guy.
I
we know a
it.
Guy. Thanks for calling. You get 15 seconds on the radio this morning.
This is Samantha is in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Samantha in Milwaukee. Your 15 seconds starts right now. Go.
I'm calling from Milwaukee, and I'm calling for Brew City PC, where my husband works. They are out of Oconomowoc, but they service all of Wisconsin for any IT needs, both commercial and personal. So go ahead and call them.
Look at that. You did it in less than 15 seconds.
Wow.
Have you done this before?
Clearly they don't write commercials. You should be writing commercials.
Yeah, you should. Brevity.
Short and sweet.
Amazing. Thank you for calling this morning. We appreciate you listening. We're giving 15 seconds for free on the radio this morning.
Elizabeth is in Burlington.
Because the Super Bowl's so damn expensive. You get 15 seconds on Kiss FM in Milwaukee. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, go. 15 seconds.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm calling on behalf of Art Quality. We specialize in making beautiful backyards, specializing in patio, landscaping, and hardscaping. Give us a call, 262-806-2026.
You got it, because I could use some landscaping
help.
Look at that. Hello, friends.
You should be copywriters for our company.
You guys write commercials better than we do.
We got people in this building that can't write a 15-second commercial.
We get scripts that are like 30 seconds long, and they're like,
supposed
this
to
is
be a 15-second.
We're like, does anyone?
Give me a call.
You are a pro.
Thank you for calling.
It's very behind the scenes, but it's a true thing on script writing.
It absolutely is. Well, we'll continue more after this next, I guess. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 15 seconds for free on Kiss FM. 30 seconds on the Super Bowl, $5.5 million, but we're giving you 15 seconds for free because Reddit bought a 5-second ad. So you get 15 seconds for free because we're feeling kind this morning. 414-799-1037. Who's this?
Sarah is in Grafton.
Sarah in Grafton. You have 15 seconds. Go.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sarah McCraw, and I'm the owner of Desperate House Geek Magazine. It's a digital lifestyle magazine for the nerdy, chic, domesticated geek. We have feature stories, cooking, gardening sections. Check it out, DesperateHouseGeek.com.
DesperateHouseGeek.com. Look at that. That was pretty cool.
DesperateHouseGeek.com. Go, girl.
You got that in 15 seconds.
Damn.
Thank you.
Thank you for of course. Thank you for calling in.
Congrats on doing that and having that and keeping it going.
Right?
That's impressive.
Who we got on two here?
We've got Sally.
Well, hi, Sally.
Where are you at, Sally? Neosho?
Yep, Neosho.
Okay.
Neosho.
Okay.
All right. Well, Sally, you've got 15 seconds starting right meow. Go.
I'm calling to give a big shout out for La Cantina Charcoal Grill in Neosho. That's Dodge County's hidden gem. Best Mexican around. You won't be disappointed.
How are your burritos? Be honest.
Delicious.
Ah, sold. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
You had me at Mexican.
I know, right?
I was listening in one ear while answering the phones.
Who dis?
Jen's in Germantown.
Jen in Germantown. We love the Germans up there.
Stop.
I don't know if they love us, though. It's questionable.
Oh, God. Well, that was Riggs.
That was once.
One time we pissed off the city of Germantown. Am I ever going to live it down?
No, you're not. I'm never going to let you.
Public apology. Don't
I know.
People probably want to hear the story. I'm not telling you.
You're doing another public apology at 8:30, by the way.
I forgot about that.
8:30 this morning. You have another public apology.
I do have a public apology.
Be here for that.
I'll deal with it.
All right, go ahead with your 15 seconds starting right now.
Go, Jen.
I'm calling with Pro Wood Care in Germantown. We're an exterior wood restoration company. Mm-hmm. So wood decks, fences, cedar shake roofs, log homes. Check us out online, www.restorewood.com.
Go, girl!
Look at that. Right on the tot and on the knot for 15 seconds.
Impressive.
Very impressive that people are able to fit this in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That means they have their elevator pitch down for their business, which is great. I'm serious. That's a huge...
It's true.
It's huge.
It's
Good morning.
True.
Who's this?
It's Cheryl in Hales Corners.
Cheryl in Hales Corners. Good morning.
Cheryl?
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 Hey, Cheryl.
Cheryl?
You mean Sarah?
Oh, Sarah!
Sarah.
Oh, wait. Is this Sarah in Grafton? Or who are you? I don't even know.
Allie's doing two things at once.
I can't write
stuff. She's trying to have a conversation on the radio and then answer phones off the radio.
This is why I need interns back. We don't have interns yet, but I'm such a mess trying to do
That's
all this
fine.
Over here. Okay,
Sarah.
Who the hell are you?
Sarah Hales Corners.
Sarah,
I apologize, girlfriend. Okay, we're back with Sarah.
Well, I'll give you 17 seconds because we screwed everything up for you. So, Sarah and Hales Corners, go ahead right now whenever you're ready. You got 15 seconds.
All right. Calling on behalf of my family business, my dad's bar in Hales Corners. It used to be a little dive place, but just got completely remodeled and gutted last year. Trying to keep it alive during the pandemic, so come for pizza and happy hours. Krieger's Bar, Hales Corner.
I was waiting for you to say the name. I'm like, is she going to do this whole thing without saying the bar name?
But that was actually a good technique.
That was.
Just leading us up to, where is this place? What is this? What is this?
Go,
all right.
Girl.
Thank you. And I'll give you one more shout out. What was the name of the bar again?
Krieger's Bar.
We work in Hales Corners.
Yes.
So I'll see you soon as I get vaccinated, sister.
And I'll see you soon with my mask on. I'll come have a beer.
I will see you soon, my friend.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Nice. We appreciate you listening. Nice. See, we're generous this morning. Even during a commercial free hour, we give back, right? But this morning, we're giving you 15 seconds for free, which has turned into kind of a thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Small business shout outs. I love supporting a small business when we can help them out.
Well, they're struggling, a lot of them right now.
Yeah. So you get 15 seconds.
Mike's in Racine today.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? I really appreciate you guys doing this, just so you guys know.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Well, Mike, you get 15 seconds, and the timer starts right now. You ready? Go.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm Mike with DegenerateDecals.com. I do custom stickers, signs, wraps. I also do graphic design, video intros, all sorts of stuff. I'm a veteran-owned business, and I really appreciate you guys.
Oh, there's your minutes.
Every day.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You said you do raps. Can you do a rap for us right now on the radio, live?
Not that kind of
not
rap.
I know.
I'm sorry.
He's got the dad joke.
Mike, thanks for calling, my friend. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks, Mike.
You get 15 seconds for free. Who's this?
Ashley's in Hales Corners.
All right, Ashley in Hales Corners.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Your 15 seconds starts right now. Go.
Perfect. Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm from Cha-Cha Beauty on the Go. We do eyelash extensions, threading, and I have two other gals that are in there, too, and their name is Sarah Bella Beauty and Boss Lady Jasenia.
Well, I would take eyelashes yesterday, girlfriend.
There you go.
That
and your
is
time's
fantastic.
Up. There you go.
My friends that get their eyelashes done, Riggs, they look so good. Like, they don't need makeup because it looks like they have mascara, but they're just long eyelashes.
I would not know. Maybe
so
I should try
jealous.
This. Maybe I should try this and get some nice, luscious
fantastic.
Lashes. Thanks for calling this morning. I would like some lashes.
Thanks, Ashley.
The magnetic ones.
Yeah. They do have magnetic now. Vernon is in Milwaukee.
Vernon, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got 15 seconds for free on Kiss FM this morning. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Your time starts right now. Go.
All right. I own a Hungry Man Moving. We do everything local, long distance, within the household, delivery, and assembly. You can contact us at 414-763-7003. We'd love to get it done to and from for you.
Oh, I like it.
You got a slogan and everything.
Get
That's
it
fantastic.
Done.
Nice. And look at that. Your 15
nice.
Seconds are up. You should all be marketing people. Like, you should be your own marketing people. Because every single one that's called in has been perfect.
How many small businesses, you got geniuses sitting behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just need the way, I'm telling you, it's
the
true.
The entrepreneurial spirit.
Seriously.
Thank you,
you know?
So much for calling in this morning for your 15 free seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kiss FM. Yeah. I was really excited for you to give a public apology.
Why does everybody love it when I have to apologize publicly? I hate you all for that. But no, listen.
I just do.
I was going to have the person on that I wanted to apologize to, but it's gotten so embarrassing that I don't even want to talk to them on the radio. I'm that embarrassed, okay?
Why are you so embarrassed?
I'm going to get laughed at in the neighborhood later. Okay, so, you know, I live on this street in New Berlin, and we've had neighbors move in and out since I've lived there 7 years, since Hudson was a baby. I got divorced, I bought my house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember that.
So that we have neighbors across the street. They're very nice. But I live in one of those neighborhoods where everybody's in their backyard because they're fenced. So you don't see everyone if they're across the street.
Sure.
You don't see them.
And anytime anybody comes in, they're in their car, they go in the garage, they close the door, you don't see them.
So if I don't like reach out to them or they don't reach out to me, a lot of times we won't even see each other because everybody's in their backyard, right?
People in our neighborhood keep to themselves.
It's kind of like that, but it's not their fault. It's the way it's set up.
Well, it's our fault in our neighborhood, but that's another thing. It's another story for another
True.
Day.
So we had this couple. couple move into the neighborhood, three, 4 years ago. I hope I'm saying that right. It's been years at this point.
Yeah.
The nicest couple, their names, Andrew and Jesse, I thought.
Good names.
I thought.
Yeah.
Jesse's a girl, right?
Okay.
Because at one point you thought it was my Gabers, because they both, you listened to their names, and I go, no, that's not my Gabers. This is a straight couple.
Okay.
So they had a baby this past year, and it was 2020. It was the pandemic, so there wasn't much going on. It was
Andrew and Jesse's first baby.
Andrew and Jesse's. And so the baby comes. I remember asking, what's the baby's name? This story takes a really messed up twist. And he told me, and I moved on with my life, but I haven't seen him. I see him walk down the street with the stroller to get some fresh air. Other than that, I don't see him because, hello, 2020 happened, right?
This is Allie building her defense, by the way.
So I had posted when they had their baby on Instagram. I said, congrats to my neighbors, Andrew and Jesse, on their baby girl. I'm so excited for you. And then the other day, Riggs, the neighbors were all texting each other. And he says, my neighbor Andrew sends a text to the group and says, Allie, nice snow pants. He was being funny because they fall down. And I still have my fat snow pants. I ordered a new pair the other day. Side note. He goes, nice snow pants. Tori and I are sitting here watching you. So I start panicking.
Who's Tori?
Who the hell's Tori? Oh my God. His wife's name is Tori, and I've been calling her Jessie.
Where did you get Jessie from?
I don't know, but there's more. Just wait. The twist of the story's not done yet. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So I'm feeling horrible. I've been calling his wife Jessie. Her name's Tori. Oh my God. And I went on for like a week telling everyone how I've been calling his wife the wrong name. I posted the wrong name on Instagram. I'm horrified.
Yeah.
Well, Riggs, this morning I started doing a little investigating.
Yeah.
Thank God I did. Because guess what? Her name is Jessie. His wife's name is Jessie. Guess whose name is Tori?
Who the hell is Tori?
The baby! The baby!
The baby's name is Tori?
Victoria! And he told me the baby was Victoria. But I was convinced I had been calling his wife the wrong name because my brain can't function anymore. We're in that like crazy land.
Did you tell him you thought that you were calling her the wrong name?
Thank God I didn't say anything back, because I sat there going, I've been calling his wife Jessie and her name's Tori. And then it took a whole week for me to realize, you moron, her name is Jessie. You got in your own head. The baby's name is Tori, you dummy. I mean, Riggs, I feel like I've been on a roller coaster of feeling like a POS and then realizing I had the names right. And I feel like a bad neighbor. Like, who am I?
Look.
I thought I was oh my God. Imagine if I had been calling his wife the wrong name the whole time.
Yes.
For years.
Now,
how embarrassing.
Let's find a way to make you reframe that into a positive self-talk moment,
I'm
if
a
we
moron.
Will.
I can't help.
I don't want you to think you're a moron.
Okay,
because
so
I'm
how
sure
do
other
I...
people have done this before. I'm sure that people have totally spaced on someone's name before.
I knew the name, the baby was Tori. Why did I decide in my mind all of a sudden the wife's name was Tori? I don't know.
Well, when you say Victoria, I wouldn't think Tori is the nickname for Victoria.
Until you said
those names back to back, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, if I see a Tori, I immediately go Victoria.
No. If they were separate, if you said Victoria and then 3 weeks later you said Tori, I'd be like, who the hell's Tori?
Do you understand the way I was driving down the street for a week thinking I would like duck? Like, I don't even, I'm going to be so embarrassed if I see
you
them.
Didn't tell them this. They don't know that though.
Well, now they know because they listen, their friends listen. Okay. They talk to me about the show. But the point is this. I thought I was calling his wife the wrong name.
You are not alone.
Oh.
Other people have gotten people's name wrong.
For
I'm
years?
Sure. Maybe
How
for years.
How stupid do you have to be?
414-799-1037. But you didn't have it wrong at the end of the day. You didn't have it wrong.
God.
You didn't.
I was going to have him on the show, but I was too embarrassed to have him on the show. I'm not kidding.
You can always call or text 414-799-1037. If you just missed it, Allie had to make a public apology that took a bizarre twist. Just give a quick 30-second recap.
I thought I was calling my neighbor's wife the correct name. Then I thought I was calling her the incorrect name.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Jessie. Then he said something about Tori, and I got all confused, but Tori's their baby.
Yep.
So the point was, I thought for 2 weeks I was calling his wife the wrong name for the past 3 years, and I was horrified. Luckily, I'm just a moron, and it all worked out. I was calling everybody the right name.
You're not a moron. You're a little out of sorts.
A little.
You're out of sorts.
Jessica in Waukesha's on, too.
Good morning, Jessica. Something like this happened happened to you?
Good morning.
She said, okay. I got you, girl, when I answered the phone. I'm like, oh, do you? Tell me more.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen, so freshman year of high school, I'm meeting new people because I go from a private school to a public high school.
Oof.
So I don't know anybody.
Right.
And this girl comes up to me and introduces herself. But she, like, mumbled, so I couldn't understand her name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't understand what she's saying. I'm so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to call you L.A. Because it sounded like she was saying, like, Natalia or something fancy.
So you just made up a name for her?
Something fancy.
Right. So I made up a name for her.
Okay.
Okay, we go all through high school. All 4 years, I'm calling her L.A.
L.A.
We L.A.
Okay. And she responded to it every time when you called her that? She responded?
Yes, every single time. She just knew that was like her nickname from me.
Okay.
So we drift after high school.
But you did at graduation, you didn't look up her real name?
No.
You didn't look in the yearbook?
Right?
What?
Stop it.
We just went with it.
Are you friends on social media? Don't you? How do you connect that way? Or do you?
We didn't. After high school, we just didn't.
Okay.
We had different friend groups, so we just kind of hung out in class.
Okay. So?
So, end of high school, we just kind of drift. I get married, I get divorced, come home, and I see her working at a gas station, you know, in town.
Yeah, it's L.A. What's up?
And I'm like, L.A., what's going on? And I look at her name tag, and it says Natalie.
Oh!
Natalie?
It was always Natalie, and you thought it was something extravagant, so you've been calling her L.A.
She has some sort of exotic name, but it's Natalie.
Wow. Does she know you didn't know her name?
I explained it to her, like, not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel so stupid. And she's like, girl, I kind of figured it was something like that, but I just went with it because I thought it was cool.
Because it's like, it's my name now.
There's this one girl I went to high school with calls me L.A.
Okay,
I don't know why,
so
but
I don't feel as bad now because you had a yearbook. You had all these ways to look up her real name,
yeah.
And you still kept calling her the wrong name, which is funny to me.
Told you you wouldn't feel bad,
and
Alex. Told
at
you.
At that point, like, I looked in the yearbook. I remember my senior year, and I was like, okay, it's, you know, whatever. Maybe it's spelt that way, but she says it a different way.
Oh, geez.
But I just never asked.
Natalie.
Well, Jessica and Waukesha, you have won the medal for beating me at calling someone the wrong name. That
yes.
is, you are the winner, girl.
That's all right.
Oh, it helps being a blonde. At least I can explain some of it away.
All right. Well, in the future, let's just start asking people to clarify their names when we're unsure.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, it's not. It's embarrassing.
It
That's the problem.
I would rather have you.
I knew her them way too long. To
it happens to me all the time when people ask what my name is and I say Riggs. People go Ricks. They think Ricks. What's Ricks? And I have to go Riggs. Riggs. Oh, Riggs. And I have to explain it to them. Otherwise, people call me Ricks. And it's I don't understand why.
Oh, my goodness.
So, thank you for calling this morning.
Yes,
Rachel. No problem.
Have a good day, girl. Rachel's in Economowoc.
Rachel, good morning. Have you forgotten someone's name like this?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What happened?
Go on.
Okay, so we bought our new house in March of 2019.
Okay.
We don't have a neighborhood like you, Allie. It's really open. It's great.
So kind of more rural,
Got it.
We can start knowing our neighbor. They have a boy named Maddox. And, you know, whatever it is, what it is. He plays with my kids. All good. I'm not even kidding. 6 months at least go by. Okay, this mom requests me on Facebook as a friend.
Yeah.
And I realize she has two kids, Maddox and Maverick. I'm not even kidding. I did not see them together for at least 6 months. And every time I saw one of them, I'd be like, oh, hey, Maverick. Oh, hey, Maverick.
They were different kids. She thought they had one kid. They were the two different kids.
They're like 9 and 11. They look exactly alike. These poor kids just stare at me all the time. Like,
you're like, who's this lady that always...
You know what's funny, Rachel? People say that about my kids, Owen and Hudson, that they look exactly alike, and I don't get it. I'm like, no, they don't, but now you're saying it about two brothers. I see it now.
Yep, and just the fact that it was like 6 months, went through the whole summer, and I never saw them together for some reason. I'm like, oh my God. So we joke about it all the time now.
So there you go.
Oh, good, you joke about it. That's funny.
I had to tell her. That's not something I could keep from her, because her kids are going to be like, this weirdo always tells me the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mommy, why is the neighbor lady calling me my brother's name?
Because you look similar, buddy.
That's funny.
Well, now you don't feel so bad anymore, do you, Allie? Are you okay now?
No, I still feel bad because I outed myself on the radio and I told the truth, which is
right.
new, but
That's
whatever.
Fine. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to do the awkward wave to my neighbors later. Like,
yes.
Hey,
Jesse or Tori. Or, hey, guys.
The baby,
oh, what?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, we've been speculating all morning. I said I think Aaron Rodgers is engaged. Riggs thinks he's trolling everyone. But now I'm going with he's definitely engaged because I have a lot of the pieces have been put together for me this morning. And
okay.
I'm going to explain it all to you. So Aaron Rodgers goes on and he gives his thank you speech for winning MVP. Third time MVP.
His third MVP. Three times, yes.
And he nonchalantly mentions he got engaged.
Yeah.
He says, I did a lot of things this year and I got engaged.
Some amazing, memorable moments. I got engaged.
Huh?
And I played some of the best football in my career.
Huh? Okay.
Okay.
So then he starts thanking everybody under the sun, including Jodie Foster and his fiance.
Yeah.
People that support me. So I'd like to thank my team off the field, Ryan, Tommy, Lynn and Rebecca, Adam, Oliver and Emil, Debbie, Jodie Foster, Chas, Ed B, the Dungeon, Papa, Andy and Sue, Dr. E, the Pygmalia crew, Dave and Todd, Torpedo, Joey, AJ, Pat, and all the boys there, my fiance. They only gave me a minute to do this. So.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so you and I were discussing earlier, Riggs, that the Jodie Foster thing seemed funny. Like, he's totally
weird.
Trolling us because he's throwing her in, right?
Okay.
But I know why now. Now I can explain it all to you. So here's the deal. They broke it down, all the hints he dropped. He says 2020 was a crazy year. I got engaged. I played some of the best football in my career.
Yeah.
He never mentioned Shailene Woodley, his fiance by name, because he just broke up with Danica in July.
Yeah.
And Shailene Woodley was with somebody until about April of 2020. They became friends. It turned into more. They said the reason he recognized Jodie Foster in that speech is because she's starring alongside Shailene Woodley in a new movie.
Okay.
And he then says he encourages his fans to, quote, read books, meditate, speak things to life, manifest desires with your heart, question everything, and spread love and positivity. Sounds a lot like what apparently Shailene Woodley preaches in her podcast. So now it's all kind of coming together. He's kind of essentially quoting her the way she deals with life. And
okay.
he's shouting out her co-star, who he obviously knows well if he's engaged to Shailene.
Okay.
So there's some kind of growth thing happening here, and I'm not hating it.
No.
I'm all about the growth. And, you know, I don't know how. I was probably in my late 30s before I decided to get deep with stuff and emotions and more therapy.
Yeah.
So, hey,
I still feel like he's trolling. I really do.
Even with me explaining why he said Jodie Foster, why all these things, you still think he's trolling?
Yes.
No way.
100% yes.
Dude,
I still think he's trolling.
And you still think Bigfoot's real, too. So I
he is.
Even
he's
ask
out there.
Your opinion on
he's
this.
Out there,
okay.
man. So the Super Bowl was.
When we were kids, it was like the only thing you watched on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, remember some of the halftime shows that they used to do,
oh
too,
gosh.
Was like Michael Jackson.
Insane.
Remember when NSYNC and Britney Spears and Aerosmith? That was 20 years ago.
Nelly might have come out for that one even.
He
I
may
can't
have.
Remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It was huge. And then you had like Prince. They did his crazy awesome Super Bowl performance.
Yeah, but now everything's online.
All
and
the
you
commercials.
Can see
you can see the commercials before.
Yeah, so I was like, are people even watching this? Because if the Packers weren't in, I really didn't care besides the weekend.
Right.
And when I asked people on Instagram, over half of them did not watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well then what are you watching?
I'm curious. If you didn't watch it, what did you watch instead of it? Or maybe you did watch the Super Bowl and you were like, yeah, I'm going to watch it again this year. I don't care.
Maybe you didn't watch anything.
Yeah. Maybe you read a book and that's fine too. That's fine too. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Did you watch the Super Bowl or what did you watch instead of it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody binged Game of Thrones and finally finished that. I don't know. What did you watch instead of the Super Bowl? We watched it at our house. We watched probably all the way through halftime.
Uh-huh.
And then after the halftime show, it was like a blowout.
Yeah.
And the Buccaneers were winning. And it was like, here comes another Tom Brady Super Bowl.
I get bored when Tom Brady wins all the time. The underdog aura of Tom Brady is gone for me. Like, there's nothing underdog about Tom Brady anymore. It's boring.
Not discounting his talent because he's a talented guy, but it's not fun anymore. It's not fun
anymore.
It's
a game. It's like we watch for a game, for a competition, and we don't see a competition. We just see somebody get blown out, right?
So we switched over to Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I tried to find the most random thing that was as far away from the Super Bowl as possible. It was actually a really good movie.
Oh my God.
That if Abraham Lincoln killed vampires before he became president.
You're so weird.
We are weird.
Tina's in Milwaukee.
Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Super Bowl last night or did you watch something else? What was it?
I watched the Super Bowl last night.
Okay. The whole thing, beginning to end, all of it.
Majority of it. I work at a restaurant, a sports bar, so.
Okay, so it was already on.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there wasn't really many choices at work besides watching the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you guys really crowded? What was the crowd like going out
was
to see
busy?
The...
We weren't busy. Takeout was really busy more than anything.
Good. Yeah. Good. That's good. I mean, you're making money. That's good.
Teenagers coming in, but other than that, it was pretty slow in the dining room.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. So you did watch it, but just because that was the only... You were held hostage.
Yeah. Pretty much. If you were at home, Tina, would you have watched it? Tell the truth, honestly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Is it? Do you always watch it every year, regardless of who's in it?
I do.
Okay. Because of the halftime show or the commercials or...
Or the football.
You're the football fan.
Just football, yes.
Okay.
And I do like the halftime show.
How did you feel about the weekend's performance last night, Yay? Nay?
Terrible.
Really? Terrible?
Yes.
It was very bland, I agree. And I got lit up on my Twitter when I said that. People were like, we're not friends anymore. Oh, it was like, okay.
I didn't hate it. I just saw a lot of people acting like it was horrible. I'm like, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't the best thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
It was a decent show. But
it wasn't very exciting.
No. I would like to see the receipts for what he spent $7 million on buying for this.
It was the fireworks and the fire. It had to be.
Is that it?
And they had 1,000 people working on that show, I saw. 1,025 people. And they said that's low. Normally, it's more than that.
Is it really?
Because, Corona, you got to keep... So 1,000 was where they stopped, I guess.
It was weird not seeing fans like rush down to the stage like you usually have, all the fans jumping up around by the stage. But not having that was weird. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
thanks,
Tina. You watched it because you were held hostage to watch it. Thank you for calling.
She would have watched it anyway.
She would have, yeah.
Somebody texted in, said, didn't even turn it on. I watched Black Panther in 3D instead.
Good for you.
Somebody else texted in, huge Bucks fan. Been waiting years to see them play in the Super Bowl again. I'm a happy girl today.
There you go.
Well, you didn't even need the team. You just needed Tom Brady.
That's all you needed was Tom Brady.
You didn't even need the Bucks. Just be a fan of Tom Brady and not the Bucks.
Yeah, there you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.